Hello.
Hi, it's Stella calling from Family First Home Care. How are you?
I'm good. Give me one second, please.
No problem.
Okay. That may be better. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because I know when my Wi-Fi is on, it breaks in and out.
Okay, it's fine. I hear you now, good. I'm just going to check in your home care services. I see you inquired in home care. Just checking if you got home care already.
Who is this through?
This is Family First Home Care.
Okay, yeah. I already have an appointment tomorrow with I think it's Family First, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't think Family First because I don't have your number in our system. Maybe do you have another number?
Or Freedom Care. Freedom
Maybe.
Care.
Got it. Are you signing
Okay.
up with them?
Well, I do believe so. I'm not 100% sure. I guess I'll see how this appointment goes tomorrow. And I mean, I've been approved and everything. Tomorrow is they're supposed to come out and do their last interview to see what exact assistance I need help
Got
with.
it. Do you have like a family member that will work for you, or they're gonna find the
I
nurse?
do. Well, it's not a family member. It's not a family member. It is a
Okay,
friend.
but someone you bring. It's not like an aide from them.
No, no, no,
Got it.
no.
Do you have already approved hours per week?
No, that's what tomorrow, I mean,
They're
my
gonna
appointment,
evaluate.
yeah, on the test,
Got it.
to see how many hours per week. Now, the person that was they went on the internet to try to do their I don't know what it is, questionnaire and whatnot,
Okay.
and they were having issues, so they're gonna have to get help through, I guess, them. And from what he said, it's only $11 an hour, and I'm like, well, I don't know, I don't know anything about that, but
No,
it
that
doesn't.
shouldn't be. Could be, we have actually very good rates. We just pay more than $11 an hour.
Yeah, that's what I was
In which
telling them. I'm
county
like,
are you?
huh?
In which county do you live?
Lancaster County.
Lancaster County. Got it. So if you're getting approved for less than 40 hours, we can for sure give you more. Like, we can either way give you more. Except if it's like you get 168 hours a week, which I doubt. We'll maybe be
No,
able
I
we'll
think
give
he
you only
said
like
them.
12, but we'll for sure can give you like I would say around 13. They can for sure give you minimum. It might be more.
Right. That's what I was saying. I was like, that's not even minimum wage. And like, this person also has another job, so this would be, their second job, and like the lady said, I think I could get up to 56 hours,
Up to
but
56
she
hours.
will determine that on the test.
She'll evaluate. So let me tell you like that. We pay time and a half for any hours over 40. So that means whichever rate we're giving, for the rest of the 16 hours, she'll get time and a half of that. So we're.
Okay, give me one second. I'm trying to write this down. Time and a half.
For anything over 40 hours.
Or over 40 hours.
And I would say
Okay.
if you're getting 56 hours, let's say, you can get much more than 11 for sure. I can give you a very good rate, like only to get an approval, but I would say 11 is like, no, we give much more than that. Like we have really good benefits for the caregivers as well. So I don't think 11 is a fair rate. Like what I would do,
No.
just see the evaluation, see how many hours you get approved, then we'll just give you a good rate, and you can always come with us. You can always just switch over to us.
Okay, and what is this again, family?
Family first home care.
Family first. Family first. Okay. I wrote that down and then I wrote that down because when he was explaining it to me, I'm like, well, I said, I don't understand how they can not even pay a minimum wage that
I don't
don't.
think there's a minimum wage for caregivers in Philadelphia. That's the problem. That's why they pay so low. Because there is no minimum wage, so they pay how much they want.
Oh, okay.
So
Okay.
let me
Well,
take down my direct line. Can you write
I
it
will.
down right now?
Yes.
It's 267 551
551.
7406. And my name is Stella. And the rest of the
Bella.
information you got, like our company name and our pay rates, take everything down. I'll just gonna wait a few days to call you back until you get the hours approved. So they'll come down, most probably tomorrow. They won't have an approval until most probably 2 or 3 days. I'll call you by the end of the week. Let's see what's happening, what's going on, and we'll take it from there, I think.
Yeah. Okay. 'Cause as a matter of fact, the caregiver that's going to be working is beeping it now. Could I, like, three-way?
You
Like,
can do a three-way if you would like.
okay. Give me one second. And let me, let me figure this one out. Okay. Hold on. There. Hello.
I'm here.
Okay. Cool. I think he hung up. So,
Okay. You can give him my number as well, and we'll just follow up in a week and see like what's going on, how everything is working out, and we'll assist you further if anything needed.
okay.
Any other questions or concerns?
No, I think that's it. I was trying to give it one second because usually they'll call right back because I, but if you have to
I can wait if you would like.
go, I don't know. Okay, let me say call me. He's like, what? I just called. Okay, hold on
Hello.
1 second. 1 second. Burton?
Huh?
Bella, are you still on the phone?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay, Burton, this is Bella. I'm on, as you see, a three-way call.
Yeah.
She is, I explained to her I have the appointment, on the 10th with, Freedom Care and
The 11th.
okay, the 11th. I'm
Thursday.
sorry. Okay, Thursday the 11th. My apologies. Okay, I was explaining to her that you said that you know, as you was going through, you were having issues with filling out the thing on the computer and everything, and I told was explaining to her that you said that it was it said $11 an hour. Okay. Okay, now I'm gonna let her take over and explain to you, 'cause I haven't worked, so like when she talks time all that, I don't, you know, I don't know anything. So,
Yeah,
okay.
well, I still haven't did any of the training yet, and that's one issue I was having with last night.
Okay, well, you still have 2 days to do that, but this is through some, this Bella is from Family First. This isn't through Freedom
Yeah.
Care.
All right.
So I can switch if, like, if she's going to explain to you what, well, she just explained to me what,
All right.
Bella, are you?
Yes, I'm here. So basically, Sharon had reached out to us. She did tell me that she's having an assessment to evaluate the hours. And I did tell her that we can for sure offer more than $11 an hour. I'm not sure how much, but for sure, like I would say a minimum of 13, we can for sure go higher. But that's what I can just shoot out. What I would prefer, she should go forward, see how many hours she gets approved. And once we have the hours approved, we're going to see the best rates we can give her. And then we'll take it from there, and she'll see if she wants to switch, if she wants to come with family first or stay with Freedom Care.
And what did you say about if it's 40 hours or more?
We pay time and a half for any overtime hours. So if you get approved for more than 40 hours, then any hours more than 40, we pay time and a half.
Any hour.
Freedom Care was only offering up to 56 hours, which is 8 hours for 7 days a week, or however you would work it out,
So it depends on the insurance, on the Medicaid, how much they approve. If they approve for more than 56, then we can service, like you can work more than 56 hours, but it will depend how much they approve it.
Yeah, I understand that. But so what about some type of training process? Because Freedom Care has me wanting me to do some kind of training videos. Well, they tell me that the videos should only take me 20 minutes. Well, I go on their website last night, and there's like 25 different videos, and it says it's a 12-hour course.
Oh, my. So, actually, if you are a family member, like, or a friend, someone that the patient brings, we don't require training because we assume that the patient, like, trusts you and knows exactly what you need. So, I would say for you, it shouldn't be relevant. Like, we won't require training. We'll just require basic sign-up, like documents, like medical records and IDs.
Medical records for who, me?
For you. Just need to make sure that, like, you have a physical, basic stuff. We'll all help you with everything. Like, you're immunized, basic stuff.
So they also want me to do a...
TB test.
Tuberculosis test.
A TB test, right. That is required, but if you had it in the past, like in the last, I think, 10 years, then you don't need to do it. But... It is a required thing by Medicaid.
Yes. And like I said, like he's on his lunch break now. And like, I'm thinking that, I mean, I guess we'll talk, but I'm thinking that this might be a better fit. Because I know I get to, like, these smartphones and technology, I am so illiterate when it comes to that. And I was there as he was trying to do this, and, like, it was a good hour and a half, 2 hours. And
well, I was having issues downloading my ID, my Social Security card, and my a picture of myself.
Now, see, when they asked for that for me, all I had to do was take a selfie, and then my photo ID and my Medicaid card, take a picture of it, and then email it.
Got it. So let me tell you like that. Once we do it, let's say you decide to do the switch, we're going to assign a coordinator for you and for the aide. So she's going to be able to guide you through everything. We do have actually very easy, like everything can go by text. So you don't need to download it on a website or something like that. You just text it into her. She's going to download it and make sure everything is good. So that's why I'm not worried for that. Like if you have any issues, you will have a coordinator that will be able to help you with everything.
Okay, now let me ask you. I received a letter through my Compass app stating that, you know, that I was approved as of December 3rd. Now, does that, I mean, he's obviously been helping in changing the bandages and stuff. Does that go back to the 3rd? Is that what that means or no?
So it won't go back until you're signed up with an agency. Like the day that you and the caregiver are signed up, then services, like he'll be able to get paid. But it won't be backdated because we're not authorized to backdate it. We can only also
when you start is when the day will be your first day.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, this seems like it would be a lot easier and stuff. So
Sharon, maybe do I do like that? I get down your information and I sign for both of you a coordinator so we can start it as soon as possible, so we can start getting paid as soon as possible. So we don't need to wait until everything gets, like, we'll just have a coordinator. She's been be able to look into your case. Like, once you are assigned with us, we'll have someone that will be able to just make sure everything runs smoothly. For now, I can only tell you overall details. I can't look into your case and see.
Okay, so what, after my appointment with this coordinator Thursday, I call back to you or what? Like,
or I can do it right now. I'll take down your information right now. I send it to the coordinator. I let her know. She's going to call you just today, just introduce herself, and then she's going to follow up with you on Thursday. Like, so you have already a coordinator to, if there's any questions, you have her to call her even today. If you want to know anything, she's going to be able to help you right away.
Right.
You don't need to wait until Thursday. If you have any questions, you should have someone to ask.
Okay, and then, but I still keep my appointment.
Of course, yes.
So,
it's the same thing.
Okay.
It's the same appointment.
Yeah.
Like, we'll need it as well. So, just
okay.
Keep it. Okay, Sharon.
Does that sound...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, let me get... Hold on. Let me first log into your Medicaid account. I just want to make sure everything is good over there. So we don't need to wait until... Sharon, is your last name Dalton? D-A-L-T-O-N?
Yes.
Let me see if I can log. And Sharon, I spell S-H-A-R-O-N, right?
Yes.
Got it. What's your date of birth?
June 2nd, 1975.
She's old.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I see you have AmeriHealth as your insurance, and you are already on the waiver program, so it sounds good. We'll just need to wait for the hours. Everything sounds good. I would say we can start, like, next week. Let me get all of your information, and I will assign also a coordinator to your caregiver so we can start the process right now. We don't need to wait until we get the assessment. Because if you have ready the waiver program, then it should take fast. I don't want to just waste time.
Okay.
Let me see. Your phone number, should I put in this number as your primary contact?
7707.
Yes, that's what I want to
have. Yes, that's my number.
Got it. And your first and last name I got... I got your Medicaid ID as well because it came up. What's your address, Sharon?
1879 White Oak Road, Strasburg, PA, 17577.
1757 what?
17579.
Got it. And that you said in Lancaster County, right?
Yes.
And in which city is that?
It would be Lancaster, I believe.
What is it?
What city?
Yeah.
Strasbourg?
It would be Strasbourg.
Strasbourg, got it. Do you have any minors in your house, like any kids?
No, it's just me.
Got it. And what's your caregiver's name and number?
Barton, B-I-R-T-O-N, Hawkins, H-A-W-K-I-N-S.
Got it. Then what's the phone number so I can have the coordinator reach out?
717-472-7980.
Does he have a different address as yours, or is it the same?
Same.
Yeah.
Because
I just moved in with her not too long ago, about 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow. Got it. What's your email address, Brennan?
It's Burton, B-I-R-T-O-N. 1970@gmail.com.
Got it. And I'll just put in the same address. You speak English. Are you COVID vaccinated?
For what?
COVID vaccinated.
COVID vaccinated. Did you get a shot?
Are you asking me if I've been vaccinated?
If you have been COVID vaccinated, yes.
No, I haven't been COVID.
Okay, no problem. It's fine. We just need to know that. And I got all the information. I think we're all set for now. I just want to check if I have the coordinator available right now so we don't need to wait until she calls you back. She can just introduce herself and just help you right away. Okay? Can you hold
on
the line?
Okay, well, he's on his lunch break.
Okay, he can. He doesn't need to be on the line. If he wants, he can just hang up. We'll just need you, sir.
I'm good. I'm good. I still got 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'd rather him be on the phone because some of the medication that I take, I'm very forgetful. So
no problem.
No problem.
It's not an issue. I'll just need to get jot down all the information and see if she's available. Just hold on a few minutes, Sharon. Is that okay? I'll put you on hold. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Hi. Sorry for the wait. Okay.
Listen.
So I did get Dina available for you, so I will transfer right over, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.